Week 2, Friday, Compline. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. How is it I keep fighting you this way? It's not against myself that I wage war. It's you, my being, right down to the core, can't stand this hand upon me every day that prods and blocks and guides, as you would say. And even though you're right, I still abhor not doing what I'd like forevermore, without a chance to ever go astray. You also can't obey what you can't see, you tell yourself, and yet you do. But why? Is it just fear, or can it be you care and long to reach the life that we will share when we have stopped this war? Relax and try to have some trust, beloved enemy. Day and night I cry to you, my God. Psalm 88. Dear Yahweh, God of my rescue, I have been calling day and night as you look on. Please let my prayer take its place before you and turn your ear to my sobs, because my soul is glutted with troubles and my life is at the edge of the abyss. In fact, they look on me as already in the grave. I have reached the end of my strength, as if I were lying in a field of corpses among a slaughtered people stretched out in their graves, like those you remember no longer because they are shut out from your notice. And really, it is you who placed me in this tomb, deep down within it in the dark. The heavy weight of your anger is pressing down on me. I am drowning under all its waves. You have taken away my friends. You made them hate to look on me. Here I am, locked in a prison with no escape, with eyes sunken into their sockets in grief. And I call and call on you, Yahweh, all day long, stretching out my hands, pleading to you. Do you perform miracles for the dead? Do ghosts come to life and praise you? Will corpses in the grave talk of your love? Will those beneath the ground tell of your loyalty? Will your marvelous deeds be known in darkness and your virtues in the land where all is forgotten? And this is why, Yahweh, I call to you for help. I send my prayer to you as morning dawns. Yahweh, why are you rejecting me? Why do you turn your face away? Ever since my youth, I have been miserable and near death. I have put up with the terrors you have sent and cannot stand it. Your rage has swept over me. Ghastly calamities from you have undone me, and they are everywhere around me all day like a flood. They have totally overwhelmed me. You have even taken my loved ones and friends from me and sent my companions into the darkness. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Day and night I cry to you, my God. Reading, Jeremiah 14:9. You are among us, Master. We bear your name. Do not abandon us, Master our God. I hand over my spirit into your care, Master. I hand over my spirit into your care, Master. Because you have redeemed me, faithful Master my God, I hand over my spirit. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I hand over my spirit into your care, Master. Please, Master, protect us while we are awake, and keep watch over us as we sleep, so that during our waking life we will stay alert with our Prince, and rest in his peace while we sleep. Benuk Dimittis. Now, my Lord and Master, you may dismiss your slave, as you promised, in peace. Because my eyes have seen the rescue you have prepared for us, within the very sight of all the nations, a light to disclose the truth to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please, Master, protect us while we are awake, and keep watch over us as we sleep, so that during our waking life we will stay alert with our Prince and rest in his peace while we sleep. All-powerful God, please keep us united with your Son in his death and burial, so that we will be able to rise to new life with him as he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, as one God, through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the omnipotent Master bestow on us a restful night and a peaceful death. Amen. We salute you, our Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our delight, and our hope. We greet you. Eve's exiled children call out to you and sob your name as we moan and weep in this valley of tears. Please, then, our patron, generous, kind, gentle Virgin Mary, turn your merciful eyes toward us, and after this exile, show us Jesus, the glorious harvest of your womb. Please pray, Holy Mother of God, for us to become fit to receive the Prince's promises.